The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 38, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 2nd, 2011, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Nahi Jnanena Sadrisham. Pavitram iha vidyate Tatsvayam yoga sang siddha Kalina agmani vindati Nahi jnanena sadrisham Pavitram iha vidyate Tatsvayam yoga sang siddha Kalinatmani vindati. Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. And one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. Purport. When we speak of transcendental knowledge, we do so in terms of spiritual understanding. As such, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Ignorance is the cause of our bondage, and knowledge is the cause of our liberation. This knowledge is the mature fruit of devotional service, and when one is situated in transcendental knowledge, he need not search for peace elsewhere, for he enjoys peace within himself. In other words, this knowledge and peace culminate in Krishna consciousness. That is the last word in the Bhagavad Gita.
Vandeha Shri Guru Shri Jata Bala Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatanvita Sajiva Sadvaita Zavatuta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
This knowledge is amazing. By this knowledge, you can experience the sweetest happiness at every minute. The great mystic yogis, they undergo great penance and austerities for tens of thousands of years. For achieving mystic powers. But this knowledge, Krishna says, it is the mature fruit of all mysticism. One who realizes this knowledge, he surpasses all the great mystic yogis. These mystic yogis possess great powers. They are called the Ashta Siddhis. One can become smaller than the smallest. He can become greater than the greatest. He can develop what known as Prapti Siddhi. One who has Prapti Siddhi, he can reach anywhere and take anything and bring it. Prabhupada told about one yogi. He was able to reach all the way across India to Kashmir and bring some mango. So these siddhis are very amazing. One can become so small that he can pass through the wall. You can even create a whole universe. There's a mystic power where you can create a whole universe. These Asta cities are amazing, what you can do with these cities. But one who becomes realized in bhakti, he is more powerful than all of these mystic yogis. Why is that? Because he conquers death. These mystic yogis can do so many amazing things, but they cannot conquer death. They are forced by the laws of nature to die. But the devotee of the Lord, he is deathless. He has achieved immortality. Krishna says there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. But then he says, one who is accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. So Krishna is not talking about academic knowledge. He is speaking about what is realized by a person who becomes perfect in bhakti. One who achieves this perfection of bhakti, he doesn't require anything external to become happy. Krishna says he enjoys this knowledge within himself. He can be in any situation and become completely ecstatic and totally enlivened. Just like Shukadeva Goswami He was on this platform. They were abusing him, throwing rocks at him. It didn't bother him at all. Hare Das Thakur. He was being beaten in 22 marketplaces. Didn't bother him at all. He was completely situated in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness makes you completely transcendental to all the pains and pleasures of this material world. Even the pleasures enjoyed by Indradev, the king of heaven. They're nothing for the pure devotee. Why is the pure devotee relishing so much nectar? Do you know why he is relishing so much nectar? Because Krishna has become his. Just as Mother Yashoda became the owner of Krishna. That she can chase after him with her whipping stick. Just as Krishna became the charioteer of Arjuna, that Arjuna can say, now you drive my chariot here, drive my chariot there.
Arjuna, он приказывал Кришне.
Krishna becomes subordinate servant of his devotees. Krishna who owns everything. Krishna who is the enjoyer of everything. Becomes the servant of his devotee. So to become a devotee, it is even greater than being God. The Mayavadis are doing great penances and austerities to become God. But Prabhupada says, the Vaishnava's position, he is greater than God. Because God becomes his subordinate servant. Show me a mystic yogi who can achieve that position. That is not possible. So there is no greater position than the bhakta, the devotee of the Lord. He relishes inconceivable sweetness at every minute within his heart. So how will we know what is that sweetness of the devotee? How will we be able to understand the relish, the nectar he's relishing within his heart? As long as we are conditioned souls, we cannot understand, we cannot relish. If you want to understand what is the nectar relished by the pure devotee, there's only one way to do that. Do you know what that is? You have to become a pure devotee. You have to learn how to fully surrender to Krishna. Krishna wants that. He's telling you. Sarvadharman parijarja mame kangshadanang vraja ahang tvang sarvapapebhyo mokshiyashami mashuchaha. Give up all your nonsense and just surrender to me. I'll deliver you from all of your karma. Don't hesitate for even a minute. Immediately surrender yourself to me. Is it difficult to do that? Actually, it's a very simple thing to do. But we fools, we make it difficult. Well, I don't know. If I surrender to Krishna, what about this and what about that and what about this and what about that? Our rascal minds get in the way.
Можно вытянуть этот ум, который нас сбивает с пути.
Therefore, what is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur say? When you get up in the morning, take some shoes and beat your mind 100 times. And before you take rest in the evening, you stop by the broom closet and grab a thick, heavy broom and beat your mind again in 100 times. So, what is the point of beating your mind? You must show your mind that you are the boss. My dear mind, I have foolishly served you for thousands and millions of lifetimes. And where has it gotten me? Another damn rotting material body. I'm sick of serving you, you rascal mind. Now you just shut up and do what I say. I'm going to become a devotee now. I'm going to surrender to Krishna. I'm going to surrender to Guru. I'm going to serve the Vaishnavas. I'm going to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In English, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. In Estonian, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. In Russian, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In French, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. In Sanskrit, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Isn't that fun? There's nothing more enlivening than chanting Hare Krishna. It is the supreme bliss. There is nothing more relishable, as confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Tunde tandavani ritin vitanute tundavali lagdaye kananda krodha kadamani gati ate kunarvyade braspiham Chaita prangana sangani vijayate savendriyanam kritim no jani janita kiyadvi amita krishneti varnadvay. He says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced. Because when I say Krishna, it dances in my mouth. And when that Krishna is dancing in my mouth, there's so much nectar that my tiny little mouth can't capture all of it. So I'm praying, Krishna, please give me millions of mouths. And when that Krishna enters into my ears, oh, there's so much nectar. What my two little ears can capture. There's oceans and oceans of nectar in Krishna. My ears can only take a few drops. So Krishna, give me trillions and quadrillions of ears. And when that Krishna dances in the courtyard of my heart, I'm completely stunned. My mind is totally conquered.
И мой ум побеждает.
So this is the nectar of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Only a fool wouldn't surrender to Krishna. So why don't we stop being fools? Is there any reason to go on being a fool, an idiot? Why do we continue acting in such a foolish way? By not surrendering to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says, poor fund of knowledge. It's a lack of knowledge, that's all. Therefore, we have to hear from the sadhus. We have to hear from the scriptures. Because this will give us the knowledge so that we will give up our foolishness and we will surrender. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Махарадж завтра уезжает, поэтому если у вас есть сомнения какие-то, задавайте вопросы быстрее.
There's one. Now they're coming from everywhere. We'll take this one first, yeah.
Why is it easier in the beginning and harder when it goes after? Why is it in the beginning so easy and later so hard?
Why in the beginning Krishna consciousness is more easy to practice, but later it's more difficult? Почему вначале легче практиковать сознание Кришны, а потом становится тяжелее?
The question is, why is it easy in the beginning and more difficult later on? Actually, if we experience it like that,
на самом деле, если мы таким образом,
that means we're doing our devotional service in the mode of passion.
Это значит, что мы совершаем преданное служение в гуне страсти.
Because Rajaguna is nectar in the beginning and poison in the end. One who properly executes bhakti will find that it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and easier and easier and easier. If you find that it's getting more difficult, you're not doing it correctly. Now there's nothing wrong with passion. We all have passion. But you have to combine it with goodness. Passion means you have all this enthusiasm, this energy. It's great. But you have to channel your passion, your energy, your enthusiasm intelligently.
Нужно просто сразу применить это, свою страсть, активность.
That intelligence is a symptom of the mode of goodness, sattva-guna.
И разум – это признак благости, sattva-guna.
If I'm doing my service without any intelligence, then I'll commit so many offenses.
Если совершаю какое-то преданное служение, но неразумно, без интеллекта, то я буду совершать какие-то оскорбления.
Just like if a big bull comes into a china shop, you know, with all the porcelain, it'll just be breaking thing. Every time he moves, it'll be breaking some more china, you know.
Все равно, что какой-то бык войдет в какую-нибудь китайскую фарфоровую лавочку, и он там просто пройдется, и все разрушится.
So sometimes we do our bhakti like a bull in a china shop. We end up breaking about, you know, so much china.
И мы таким образом иногда совершаем преданное служение. Идем и по ходу сбиваем всех.
And then we become discouraged because, you know, I defended this devotee, I offended that devotee, and I had a fight with this devotee, and become discouraged. The key is to cultivate sattva-guna from the very beginning.
культивирует сатвагуну в самом начале.
Сатвагуна that is the qualities of a brahmana.
Сатвагуна благость это признак брахмана.
Шамадаматапашочам. Shantir arjamave vacha gyanam viganamastikyam varma karmas bhavavajam. You should be always peaceful in your mind. Should always be sense controlled. Should practice austerities like rising early in the morning and taking bath. That covers cleanliness. Then you should be very tolerant. You should have a full understanding of the wisdom, the Vedic wisdom. Should always try to apply it nicely in all times, places, and circumstances. And you should have full faith in the spiritual master in Krishna. If you execute devotional service in this way, you'll never lose your enthusiasm, it'll just go on increasing, increasing, increasing. I got some very special mercy when I began this pathway back in
1971.
I was given a personal instruction by Srila Prabhupada. Somehow or other, I don't know how he could say this, but he said, I can see that you're a very sincere, enthusiastic boy. This is Prabhupada's kindness, actually. I wasn't that sincere, really. But he said like that. He said, I can see that you're a very sincere, enthusiastic boy. He said, now continue enthusiastically as you are doing and surely Krishna will bless you. So I stuck to that order of Prabhupada. I always maintained that enthusiasm in all circumstances. And that gave me a steadiness that has kept me going, ever making it easier and easier and easier as the years go by. I never felt it was becoming more difficult because I always stuck to that instruction that Prabhupada gave me to always keep my enthusiasm. Who was the other questions now? We had some other hands. Oh, there's the other one. Okay.
What is actually we receive our mind when it's one mind with us all time in material world, or every next birth we receive different mind?
You have one. The question is, do you have one mind or many minds?
Yeah. When we change bodies, is mind changing also or not?
The mind does not change. The same mind that you've had since time immemorial that has carried you from body to body, body is the same mind you have right now. You have never switched mind as long as you've been in this material existence. Now it's time to leave behind that mind which has kept you here in the cycle of birth and death.
И сейчас на самом деле время оставить этот ум, который держит вас в этом круговороте рождения.
It's time to discard your material mind.
Это сейчас время, когда остановить этот ум.
Beneath it is a spiritual mind.
Поменять его на духовный.
That is your best friend.
Который станет вашим лучшим другом.
So now you discard your material mind, which is your worst enemy.
И сейчас
And let your spiritual mind now become fully blossomed and manifested. Any more questions? There it is, back there.
How we can change mind from material to spiritual?
You simply have to purify your consciousness.
Нужно очистить свое сознание.
By always remembering Krishna.
Всегда помня о Кришне.
By never forgetting Krishna.
Никогда не забывая о Кришне.
When you wake up in the morning, immediately you should remember Krishna.
Когда вы просыпаетесь утром, надо вспомнить сразу о Кришне.
When you brush your teeth, you should remember Krishna.
Когда вы чистите зубы, вам надо помнить.
When you take your breakfast, you should remember Krishna.
Когда вы принимаете завтрак, надо помнить.
When you begin your daily activities of livelihood, you should remember Krishna.
Когда вы совершаете любую деятельность, надо помнить о Кришне.
When you're talking to people, you should remember Krishna.
Когда вы говорите с людьми, надо помнить о Кришне.
When you're hearing other people talking to you, you should remember Krishna.
Когда люди вам говорят что-то, вы должны помнить о Кришне.
You should remember Krishna at lunchtime.
Помните Кришну во время обеда.
Remember Krishna when you take a drink of water.
Помните Кришну, когда вы пьете воду.
Remember Krishna when you take your dinner.
Помните Кришну, когда вы ужин принимаете.
If you will always remember Krishna, that material mind will become transformed into your spiritual mind. Just by remembering Krishna, that's all you have to do. So therefore, always remember Krishna 24 hours a day. And then you'll become a perfect yogi. Perfect devotee. Yes. How to remember Krishna when you brush your teeth and when waking up? In all those situations. Now when you wake up, there's so many nice mantras. You can say the pranam mantra of your spiritual master. You can chant a verse from the Bhagavatam. Jayati janani vaso deviki janmavado jadupada parishat svaira devir rashan nardaman stirachajavanig nagnashu smritasmi sukena brajak parabhanita nang varyan kamadevam. That's an example. Huh?
What about those who do not know all these mantras?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What is the difficulty? Everyone can chant Hare Krishna. These other mantras are nice too, though. Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchirananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Very sweet. Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha lakshavrateshu shuravira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shata sambrahma sevyamanam govindamari purusham tamaham vajami. There's so many nice things we can do to remember Krishna. You can have a beautiful poster of Krishna in your bedroom. You get up and, oh, there's Krishna. You can offer your food to Krishna. And you can take Krishna prasad. Oh. You can tell people about Krishna. My dear sir, do you know who is Krishna? No, I never heard of him. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let's everyone say that. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Давайте по-русски все вместе повторим. Кришна – это верховная личность Бога.
So it's very easy to remember Krishna. Prabhupada, the first time I was with Prabhupada actually, heard him give a lecture, was in San Francisco back in 71. And he said, to become Krishna conscious is not very difficult. It simply requires practice. He said, every day you're drinking water, once, twice, thrice, more than that. He said, if every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, then immediately become Krishna conscious. I can see the sun right there. What does Krishna say in the Gita? Prabhashmi Shashashuryo. I am the light of the sun and the moon. See the sunlight on the altar over there? Fanning on the altar, the sunshine over there? That is Krishna. So what is the difficulty to remember Krishna? You simply have to want to remember Krishna. If you have the desire to remember Krishna, Krishna will bless you with Krishna Smaranam 24 hours a day.
Если вы имеете это сильное желание помнить о Кришне, Кришна наделит вас этой способностью помнить о нем.
Simply you must desire to be Krishna conscious. That's all.
Просто нужно иметь желание.
If you have that desire, Krishna from then will give you full remembrance 24 hours a day. What is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. Krishna consciousness ki jai. Okay, we got about 2 minutes left. Yes.
Я вот, вы рассказали о том, что нужно контролировать свои чувства. Но, допустим, вот я вот как не могу это сделать. Допустим, кто-то меня обидел, оскорбил. Что мне делать?
Сдачу дать.
What I can do if I cannot control myself? For example, if someone insults me.
What do I do if I can't control myself if somebody insults me? You have to see how that insult is actually a blessing.
Вы можете попытаться понять, что на самом деле это оскорбление, это может стать для вас благословением.
Mataji, if I tell you this, if I tell you, you're a stupid fool, will you be insulted? You simply have to understand that you're a stupid fool. And then if I tell you that you're a stupid, idiotic fool, you will think, thank you very much for reminding me. I got really puffed up and I forgot that I was a stupid idiot. But you have blessed me with the remembrance that I'm a stupid idiot. Thank you, Prabhu, for reminding me of the truth. So if you will see through the eyes of the scripture, when I tell you you're a crazy idiot, you'll thank me.
Если я скажу, что вы просто идиотка, вы просто должны благодарить меня.
So in this way you have to always see through the eyes of the scripture.
Поэтому вы должны видеть глазами Писания.
And then, instead of getting angry when somebody insults you, you feel thankful. They've blessed me.
Вместо того, чтобы обижаться и гневаться на того, кто вас оскорбил, вы можете говорить ему спасибо. Быть очень благодарным на самом деле.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Вы поняли?
Yes, but how to think about that if my children doesn't obey me? I feel like also insulted. I'm like helpless.
I'm helpless if, for example, my child disobey me.
Who?
Child.
Children?
Yeah.
Children, they're supposed to be under your control.
Они должны быть.
What are their ages? 11
and
4 years. Well, 11-year-old, it's pretty, it's too late. But the 4-year-old, you should be very heavy and bring him and force him to do whatever you say. By chastisement, by threats, you should be very heavy with your 4-year-old. Bring him under your control. Just like a policeman. You bring him under your control. Keep him under your control. An 11-year-old, it's getting a little bit too late to do them. But if you train them, you keep them under your control and engage them in Krishna consciousness, when they're young, they'll always remain submissive and humble their whole life. I would try with the 11-year-old too. He's not quite a teenager yet. I would work on him too. The parent who does not chastise their children is the enemy of their children. So you should chastise them when they are nonsense, rascals. You should chastise them very strongly. You have to teach them to be very respectful to you. Your position is superior to them. You are the mother. So you have to teach them to be subordinate to you. You should be very, very heavy with them if necessary. Are they here today? Let's see. Where is he?
Upstairs, right?
No, you're not the son. Where's the son? Upstairs? He didn't come for the lecture? Tell him he's a rascal, that I'm angry at him because he didn't come. Children have to learn to be subordinate and respectful to their parents. That's a thing. Parent is guru of the children. This is the spiritual parent must chastise his disciples. When your children are nonsense, you must chastise them. If they insult you, you should chastise them even heavier. You should be so heavy they would never dare ever say insulting words to you ever again. So I think our time is up, isn't it? Yeah. So we have to stop.